Genesis chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she gave birth to Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, "Give me children, or else I die." And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in God's place? Who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" And she said, "Here is my maid Bilhah, go in to her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her." And she gave him Bilhah her handmaid to be his wife. And Jacob went in to her, and Bilhah conceived, and gave birth to Jacob a son. And Rachel said, "God has judged me, and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son." Therefore she called his name Dan Judge. And Bilhah Rachel's maid conceived again, and gave birth to Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed." And she called his name Naphtali, wrestling. When Leah saw that she had stopped bearing children, she took Zilpah her maid, and gave her to Jacob to be his wife. And Zilpah Leah's maid gave birth to Jacob a son. And Leah said, "A troop comes," and she called his name Gad troop. And Zilpah Leah's maid gave birth to Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Happy am I, because the daughters will call me blessed." And she called his name Asher, happy. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them to his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, "I urge, ask you, give me of your son's mandrakes." And she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken my husband? And would you take away my son's mandrakes also?" And Rachel said, "Therefore he, Jacob, shall lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must come in to me, because surely I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And God listened to Leah, and she conceived and gave birth to Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "God has given me my reward, because I have given my maiden to my husband." And she called his name Issachar, reward. And Leah conceived again, and gave birth to Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, "God has endued me with a good dowry. Now my husband will live with me, because I have borne him six sons." And she called his name Zebulun, endowment. And afterwards she gave birth to a daughter, and called her name Dinah, judgment. And God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her, and opened her womb. And she conceived and gave birth to a son, and said, "God has taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph, "He shall add," and said, "The Lord Jehovah shall add to me another son." And it came to pass, when Rachel had given birth to Joseph, that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served you, and let me go, because you know my service which I have done for you." And Laban said to him, "I urge, ask you, if I have found favor in your eyes, stay, because I have learned by experience that the Lord Jehovah has blessed me for your sake." And he said, "Appoint me your wages, and I will give it." And he said to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your cattle were with me, because it was little which you had before I came, and it is now increased to a multitude, and the Lord Jehovah has blessed you since my coming. And now when shall I provide for my own household also?" And he said, "What shall I give you?" And Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flock. I will pass through all your flock today, removing from there all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before your face. Everyone that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted as stolen with me." And Laban said, "I will that it might be according to your word." And he removed that day the male goats that were ring-streaked and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took for himself rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters and the watering troughs when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-streaked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob separated the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring-streaked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, and he put his own flocks by themselves, and did not put them with Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whenever the stronger cattle conceived, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he did not put them in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and donkeys.